Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So listen, I got two things I gotta jump on here real quick. One is I have breaking news about the Title 42 thing. I'll tell you about that in just one second. The story literally broke on the news while we were interviewing John Roberts a moment ago. But here's the other thing, too. I want to real quickly go back to that discussion we had where so many callers called in about the fact that the Biden administration won't drill for more oil. Instead, what it wants to do is just increase the amount of ethanol you use, which may harm our engines. So thank you to George from Huntsville, who I happen to know has a pretty strong background being a smart guy. He says this in the text he just sent to me, 15% ethanol burns hotter. It's less efficient since there's only 2 carbons in ethanol versus the 8 carbons in high octane gas. Thus, you get more combustion. How about that? More combustion. You get more combustion from normal gas. There you go. In other words, normal gas burns cleaner, has more power from the higher the octane rating. It says you also burn more quantity with the 15% ethanol, which decreases your mileage capability, thus needing to go fill up more frequently. He ended it by saying they're freaking lunatics in Washington. Thank you, George from Huntsville. Cogent analysis, my friend. Hey, listen, here's the breaking news, and I'll tell you this with the 2 minutes we got left for the next break because I ran along with John Roberts. Title 42 has been put on hold. The termination of Title 42, I mean. The court just ruled in the last 30 minutes, literally last 20 minutes. A federal judge on Friday temporarily blocked the Biden administration from ending Title 42 on this coming Monday, stopping the administration from a move that many Republicans and Democrats, by the way, thought or believed rightfully was going to wind up exacerbating the border crisis. Judge Robert Summerhays is his name in the Western District of Louisiana. He granted what's known as a preliminary injunction. As an attorney, I can tell you what that basically means is he reviewed the case. He determined that the plaintiffs, in this case, it was 24 Republican states filed suit against the Biden administration. And he believed that they would prevail upon the merits of the case. So he ordered what's called a preliminary injunction, which means you cannot do away with Title 42 during the pendency of the remaining legal action. At the end of the case, if the Biden administration wins, they can drop it. But right now, they can't drop it. They got to go through the case and prove their case that why they should be allowed to drop it first. Then they can drop it. So yes, Title 42 remains in place. That is about the best news we've had for the border in a long time. And I'm just going to tell you, it's crazy what's happening. Ate up like a soup sandwich. All right, listen, that's a win. Breaking news right there. Title 42 will not go away on Monday. All right, we're coming right back. I'm going to jump to number 3 in the Triple Dipper. We're doing the culture wars when I get back. You want to call in? 866-494-9866. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I tell you what, this has got to be a day that will go down, if you're a liberal, this day goes down in infamy for you, because we've had breaking news today that Hillary Clinton, actually one of her campaign, her campaign manager, actually turned on her in court today and said that she was the one who authorized the Russia collusion hoaxes to be leaked to the press that weren't even real and she knew it. We also had the Title 42 ruling that just came out that put a preliminary injunction in place that does not allow the Biden administration to arbitrarily remove Title 42 protections at the border, which would have caused a huge influx of additional illegal immigrants. We also had the story that the Archdiocese in San Francisco decided to take a stand, and they told Nancy Pelosi that she is not allowed to receive Holy Communion at church because of her extreme abortion views. And then on top of that, we've got just an additional amount of things happening left and right that seem to indicate that the general public is just getting really tired of the constant level of liberal shenanigans. That's why I'm about to go into number 2 on the culture wars. Before I do that, I got to tell you, Alabama just had a story today that came out that said that our unemployment rate has dropped to a record low. So we're doing good on Alabama in terms of jobs. But there are still folks out there who need jobs, even in today's day and age. The jobs are still needed, and the jobs, by the way, are still there. You just got to put the two people together. So ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since the beginning of the show. ZLA Solutions is literally one of the best around right now at putting people back to work. So if you're looking for a job, ZLA Solutions has got jobs posted on their website right now all over North Alabama. Good ones. Go to ZLAUSA.com. Check that out. But here's the deal. That's the individual who can find a job with them. But then also, if you're the employer and you need to hire a workforce, well, they can do it. They can do it all. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it does not matter. ZLA Solutions, they pride themselves on doing everything they can to make your business better. That's what their motto is. They like to say, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's their goal, is to make your business better for you. So yeah, check them out. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. You know, I've enjoyed having, today we had Lindy Blanchard and John Roberts. Yesterday we had Mo Brooks. The day before that we had Mike Durant, Sheila Bannister. We've had a number of candidates this week. Probably have a couple more coming up on Monday, maybe Tuesday. And I'm just telling you, get to know the candidates. I heard Sheila Bannister's commercial just a moment ago during the break, and she said it reminded me of, I got to stop and tell this story on myself. So Sheila Bannister's commercial said, a vote for me is a vote for you, or something like that in her commercial. It reminded me. So many moons ago when I was in college, back when I first met the lovely Charlene, I ran for student government. So I was the vice president of student government at South Alabama. That's where we met and went to college. So I ran my campaign. My motto, all my campaign signs says, Phil Williams, your vote for you. That was my campaign motto. Well, you know, so I've never had the luxury of running unopposed. Every time I've ran for anything, I've had to run opposed. And you know, I've always won, but... So in college, the guy who ran against me for vice president of student government was a foreign exchange student by the name of, and I'll just say his name, it's Ely Wakid was his name. I don't know where Ely Wakid is now. You know, he was a hoot. But Ely Wakid was a member of the student legislature, and he ran, and I ran, and I was all intense, man. I was serious. I was out there. It was Phil Williams, your vote for you. And I'm meeting all the groups. I'm doing all the things. And I'm running my campaign hard. And I've got volunteers. And we're all in, man. And then Ely Wakid signs are all over campus. And all they say is, party naked with Ely Wakid. I was like, what kind of a campaign slogan is that? Well, it was a college campus. So you can imagine, he took me to a runoff. Anyway, oh God, I'll never forget that. It's just kind of hard when you realize that you're doing everything you can to run a real campaign and win, and the guy who's running against you's got a sign that says "Party Naked" with Ely Wakid, and he took me to a runoff. Oh Lord. All right, listen. Oh, okay, listen. It's Friday afternoon. It's 20 till. Enough of that thing. Let me go on to a little bit of stuff here about the culture wars. It's number two, or it actually was number three on my triple dipper. I only got through one. I'm going to jump ahead and do this one because I think this is the kind of topic that will be a good one to end the day on. Isn't it amazing right now? I am watching it every single turn. You know, my monologue today was on the fact that conservatives, more often than not, try to lean in and hold on to tradition and to values and to core principles. And yes, I mean, it doesn't mean that we won't adapt when there's a need to adapt. I mean, we can recognize when there's a time to say, oh, there's a new way of doing it, or, oh, this thing over here means something. Oh, I see that we can go this route and do this thing. It doesn't mean that we have to sacrifice our core principles, or for that matter, that we literally throw out common sense. Well, right now, number three of the triple dipper, I'm calling it the culture wars. And I do this every once in a while as I'm going through the stories every day, getting ready for the show. I spend a great deal of time resourcing the show. Sometimes I'll just find stuff and I'll go, kid, gosh. And it just creates this kind of like, you know, this buffet of items. Well, the buffet today, y'all, is a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to keep using the phrase that's ate up like a soup sandwich. All right, here's one for you. Did you see this story? I got it off Fox News on this one. Fox News has the story, although many carried the story. Title of it dated yesterday, abortion activists eviscerated for testifying that men can have abortions. The party of science. Oh my gosh, I talked about her on the show briefly yesterday, but so here's part of the culture war. I mean, where is their head? First of all, if you were born a man, biologically, you cannot get pregnant. If you were born a woman and you want to say that you're a man, it does not mean that you are now a man who got pregnant. It doesn't work that way. That's not common sense. But yet, here's the deal. Conservatives on Twitter, it says, expressed their utter shock and confusion at a viral clip taken from a congressional hearing on Wednesday, on Abortion Wednesday, in which an abortion activist told Congress that, yes, men can get pregnant and have abortions. Her name is Amy, forgive me, I can't pronounce the name, Amy Arambide or Arambide. Anyway, she's the director, executive director of an abortion rights nonprofit called Avow Texas. And it says, during the exchange, the lawyer asked Arambide, "What do you say a woman is?" And she answered, I believe that everyone can identify for themselves. I mean, and by the way, when she's answering the question, she looks like a little girl who's lost. I mean, she's like, I'm not sure why you're asking me these questions, but okay, I'll see what I can. Anyway, she says, I believe everyone can identify for themselves. Congressman Bishop then followed up and said, well, then do you believe that men can become pregnant and have abortions? And her answer was, yes. No, Amy, I'm sorry, that doesn't work. And the level of social media kerfluffle over this was, you know, like reaching viral limitations here. Senator Ted Cruz just tweeted out two words. He said, "It's science." Donald Trump Jr. said, "The party of science." And then you know, there's a whole bunch of others that I won't even bother going into. But you know, one person says, "I'm not a biologist," but. Oh, God. All right, here's one of the culture wars. Total change of subject. Because what I see in the culture wars more often than not is an actual intent, like they mean to do this. They go after the things that are technically absolutes. Like constitutional rights are rights. Men becoming pregnant is a violation of the laws of science. It overrides the limitations of actual biology. Well, okay, go back to the constitutional rights. Isn't it amazing when they think they can just run a statutory bill and do it in the face of the fact that it violates a constitutional right? Story off the Daily Wire dated yesterday. Senate Democrats introduce a bill requiring a federal firearms license to buy and own a gun. Yeah. Okay. Democrat New Jersey Senators Bob Menendez and Cory Booker. Yeah. Cory Booker. What was his nickname? Spartacus. Anyway, and Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal introduced what they call the Federal Firearms Licensing Act. It would require gun purchasers to obtain a firearms license through the Department of Justice before they can buy or receive a gun. The bill says, it shall be unlawful for any individual to purchase or receive a firearm unless they have a valid firearm license. It then goes out to say certain things have to take place, like number one, a written test. A written test. So I would assume then if you're illiterate, doesn't mean you can't, you know, be safe with a gun, but if you're illiterate, you won't get a gun because you can't pass a written test. You have to go through a firearm safety course. You have to, the prospective licensee must complete that course to include the test and then hands-on testing and then a firing testing and then a demonstration of the safe use and sufficient accuracy of the fire. Accuracy? Really? Like you got it? What you got to? What's the standard then? What kind of level of accuracy are we talking about? 300 meters headshot? I don't know. And it also says, by the way, you have to be at least 21 years old. It's unbelievable. I am up against a break right now, Copper. I tell you what, ask our caller on line 4, can he hold on through a short break? We'll come back and take his call as soon as we can because I got to get it in right now. So let's do that. I am in number 3 of the Triple Dipper, skipped number 2. Culture Wars. I got a few more. We'll see if we have time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Go home time on a Friday afternoon, y'all. I got a caller who held on during the line. I'm about to jump right on that. Before I do, I got to get this in. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Folks, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is like your one-stop shop for taking care of all your HVAC needs. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, a small business, a veteran-owned business right here in our community, serves all the Madison, Huntsville surrounding areas, and they're open 6 days a week. That is epically good. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, here's how you can find them, 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. James Vandergriff from Vandy's told me the other day he gets like 80% of his business from people saying they heard about it on the Right Side Radio. How cool is that? Tell him you heard about it on the Right Side. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Let me jump over to the phones. I appreciate the fact that Jeff from Huntsville hung on during the break. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, man, doing good.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got to tell you, I think the way that we go about these doctors that can't decide whether a man can have a baby is the same way that we should go about lawyers who just won't prosecute crimes. The American Medical Association and the American Bar Association should be taking these licenses away from these people because obviously they're not competent enough to do it.
You know, you bring up a point, Jeff. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I would imagine, like, for instance, the doctor who said that she was not a biologist, therefore she couldn't determine. Or no, I take it back. She was a judge. But folks, oh, that's right. We had Dr. Yashika Robinson who didn't want to go into that. And I'm pretty sure she had to pass biology tests when she was in medical school, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. And let me tell you one other thing.
Yeah.
I shouldn't work for the government and have to sit there and read emails from the LGBTQ club sending stuff out tight with the word queer inside in them. They shouldn't be able to use government computers to pass that kind of information around.
Well, that's part of the culture war that we're in, man.
Absolutely.
Totally. All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks, man. You have a great weekend. We appreciate you.
You too.
Copper, is there another caller on the line? Or are you bringing somebody else on?
He couldn't come on air. He says he's riding a tractor right now. But he wanted to know if there's any news on Biden's ruling on the border amendment.
Yeah, that's what I just talked about a minute ago. That was the Title 42 thing. So, yes, sir, if you're listening right now, appreciate you being out there working the fields, but just know that while you're row cropping, things got a little better because the Biden administration got the smackdown from the federal district court in West Louisiana that said that they cannot do away with Title 42, at least for the time being. They got a preliminary injunction, so that case will go forward. In the meantime, Title 42 stays in place. So there's that. That's the answer to his question, I believe, Copper.
Indeed.
Hey, listen, folks, I'm just going to tell you, last thing on the menu for today, here, it's a pun, get it? It's a menu. I'm talking about Just Love Coffee Cafe. So Just Love Coffee Cafe, this is one of the things I say a lot of times when we're coming into a Friday evening, is you might want to think about a Saturday morning, treating yourself to a out-of-the-ordinary breakfast. Think about this. Just Love Coffee Cafe with two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall and the other one on South Memorial Parkway near Whole Foods. They've got they got great food. They got great coffee. Can you imagine you get up on Saturday morning and you decide, you know what? I don't feel like cleaning dishes. And before I start mowing grass, I'm headed down to Just Love Coffee Cafe. Maybe I will have a large cappuccino and a womlet. Pray tell, Phil, what is a womlet? How about an omelet cooked in a waffle iron made with eggs, sausage, cheddar cheese, onions, peppers, tomatoes, tater tots are in the omelet and sprinkled with black pepper. I've had it, by the way. It's extremely good. And then, you know, they got waffles. They got all kinds of waffles. They got the breakfast slider made with waffles. They've got the Flying Pig waffle, stuffed with bacon, sausage, egg, served with sausage gravy. They've got the Berry 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 waffle. Listen, I'm not saying is this. Saturday morning might be a cool time to go down to Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, and again on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And I'm hearing strong rumor that there's a third location coming up because you guys have been sending them some great business. They tell me, by the way, I was in there the other day talking to Travis, the guy who owns it, and he was telling me that they get a lot of folks that come in that say they heard about it on Right Side Radio. That's cool. All right, you Right Side ruffians, take heart. We had some good news today. Things are looking up. And remember, Charlene says it all the time, there's more of us than there are of them. Darn right there is. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys have a great weekend. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here Monday at 2. Y'all take care.